Settling into body sitting. Setting our postures and embodying intentions for the practice. Embodying, opening to things as they are, with a friendly awareness. And simply noticing what's here right now. The thoughts, the emotions, the moods, the sensations. Checking in again. And as you're ready, sensing into breathing, allowing some nice full breaths, letting the breathing subside. And begin to cultivate an awareness of whole body sitting and breathing. A wide field of awareness, breath and body together. Taking this time to deliberately cultivate a sense of stability, groundedness. as we practice with breath and body together, noticing particular sensations as they show, and making a note of them. Pressure, tingling, vibration, aching, hardness, softness, expansion, contraction. Just labeling experiences, whatever is salient in the awareness. As we notice and name different sensations, we might just tag on to that the Vedana feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, perhaps using the short form neutral for that. So perhaps there's tingling, pleasant, sharpness, unpleasant. Breathing, neither. And from here, perhaps you've noticed that there are some pleasant sensations. Let's take a bit of time to bring our mindful awareness into the pleasant. There may be one or two, there may be several. Noticing too, does this awareness of the pleasant sensations, does it give you any sense of stability or well-being or confidence? Is the pleasant experience, is it trickling into some craving, some wanting more pleasantness, wanting the experiences to change, increase, be more? To stay permanent. Sometimes awareness of the pleasant can just be so comfortable that the awareness can get dull and fade. Sloth and torpor can set in. Is that happening? A fading out of awareness. Just noticing. Intending to keep the awareness open-hearted, curious, non-judging of what happens when we notice the pleasant in the body. has a pleasant experience shifted into becoming neutral or even unpleasant. And now let's make a gentle shift into the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations in the body. Often the breath is experienced as neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Or certain spots in the body, like underneath the chin, the underarms, behind the knees or the thighs, back of the head, top of the head. Very neutral, neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Your earlobes. Noticing the quality of the mindfulness when the attention is on the neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Is it possibly a little more easeful? Because there's no attachment. Perhaps some sense of stability. Confidence, well-being, when abiding with the neutral. Sometimes with the neither pleasant nor unpleasant, boredom, lassitude can set in. We may spin off into fantasies, get caught in craving something more interesting, something pleasant, or even something unpleasant, looking for entertainment. is there dullness in the mind, sloth and torpor setting in, because the object isn't holding the attention as strongly as a pleasant or an unpleasant one. Perhaps even restlessness in this case. Noticing possibly any of the hindrances that may show in the presence of pleasant, neither pleasant nor unpleasant experiences in the body. And now for a time, let's draw our attention into the unpleasant, noticing places of discomfort, tension in the body, contraction, tightness. Unpleasant experiences can really hold our attention and so create a sharper awareness that paradoxically can cultivate stability. Just noticing if that's true. Is there any aversion, reactivity, second arrows with the unpleasant? Is there any craving slipping into that desiring of the pleasant to circumvent the unpleasant? So more reactivity. With deepening of awareness, what's starts as unpleasant may shift into neutral or even pleasant, noticing the impermanence of body sensations and feeling tone. Sometimes the overall state of the mind is really quite pleasant, especially after we've been practicing for a while. And so while there may be an unpleasant sensation, we can hold it in awareness. Without reactivity. Or it may simply be that we've practiced enough to know just to open to the unpleasant with wisdom and compassion, knowing that it's changing. And in these last couple of minutes of our practice, just resting in a whole body awareness, different sensations, pleasant, unpleasant, neither, coming and going.